Rewound Radio, DJ Hall of Fame.
All right, this is Alan Snippet of Rewound Radio. I just want to take a minute before we start doing the music here at Rewound Radio to pay tribute to somebody who passed away this week, Richard Irwin, better known as Uncle Ricky. If you were a visitor to the Real Radio website, which was on the air for many years, Richard Irwin started that website back in 1996, and it was still on the internet up until about a month and a half ago. So that's 22 years of operating that website. Richard Irwin passed away on Wednesday at the age of 67, which seems way too young, especially for a lot of us as we get a little bit older. 67 doesn't sound that old. But I don't think you can understate the contribution that Uncle Ricky, Richard Irwin, made to the preservation of great Top 40 radio. When he started Real Radio, R-E-E-L radio.com, when he started Real Radio in 1996, air checks on the internet were not common. Now, he wasn't the first person to ever do it. There was a radio station website, at least one that I remember, CKLW. It was dedicated to CKLW, and it had a few air checks on it. So I think that predated the Real Radio website, but not by a whole lot. But what Richard Irwin did was collect air checks from radio stations all around the country, even some outside of the country, converted them to a format that could be streamed over the internet. Remember, 1996, 1997, this is early in the game. Real audio, which was a type of streaming audio, was the default kind of streaming audio that was on the internet in those days. And I know, because I was there too. I started MusicRadio77.com also in 1996, about 6 months after Real Radio started. But Richard Irwin took air checks, moved them off of tape into a format that could be streamed over the internet. And he did this with hundreds of air checks, hundreds of great Top 40 air checks. So you could go back in time via his website and listen to great Top 40 radio as it had been done from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 1980s. Now, it wasn't just a nostalgia site. It was also an educational site, because not everybody that listens to air checks is doing it for nostalgia reasons. Some people just want to know, what's the hoopla about? What was the big deal? He had hundreds of air checks. He had many contributors. He was wonderful at giving credit to those who made contributions to Real Radio. He would always mention the name of whoever the contributor was. If the contributor provided multiple air checks, he would set up a section for that contributor, a little biography, picture of the contributor. He would provide, either he or the contributor of the air check would provide, a little bit of a blurb about it, what the whole thing was about. As the years went by on Real Radio, he began to go from scoped air checks, that is air checks where the music has been clipped out, he began to evolve from that into full-length air checks, that is air checks where the music is included, such as you hear in the Rewound Radio DJ Hall of Fame. And in many cases, that requires somebody to put the music back in, like John Troll, JT, who produces the Rewound Radio DJ Hall of Fame. He does that for us here at Rewound Radio. Well, there were those who, like Rob Frankel and others, who did a similar thing and contributed air checks to Real Radio. So you could, as the years went by, go to Real Radio and listen to the air checks with the music included. So this was like reliving it. Some of the air checks were an hour and a half, 2 hours long. There were people that used Real Radio as a place to go listen to the radio. They would just turn on one of those air checks on that site and just leave it on, just because it was indeed sort of like listening to Top 40 radio, because the music was there, the DJs were there, the jingles were there. It was a recording of the way it was really done. It was an impressive website. Not only that, but Richard Irwin, from a technical perspective, not only put these air checks into a form that could be streamed over the internet, and that alone is a lot of work, but he designed a great-looking website, much better than any website that I've done. I don't have that kind of technical skill. I've done a lot, but Real Radio looked much better than my websites. It was fun to go to because he would have a survey thing on the first page where he would indicate which air checks had been listened to the most the previous week. It was like looking at an old top 40 music survey that you might pick up from your favorite radio station, listening to top 30 songs of the week. Well, he did that with the air checks. So you could see the number one streamed air check for the week from his site and then number two and see where it was last week. It was all very fun, and it was all based on Top 40 Radio because, of course, Top 40 Radio included music surveys. But the site just looked great. He did a great job designing it. It was an impressive-looking site, had a lot of appeal. And I think that helps a lot, increasing interest. Plus, there were places for people to comment. If you listen to a Dan Ingram air check from WABC, there was an opportunity for you to go and comment about that air check. So other people could read your comments and then comment to you, kind of like running a message board, only each one of those sections was dedicated to an individual air check. As I mentioned before, he did a great job of getting a lot of contributors. That's not easy to do, but he had a lot of people who contributed to Real Radio over the years. And those people were given credit, plus they had an opportunity to express what they thought about the air checks or to describe things that they thought were really cool. One of the things that that I look at when it comes to all of this, because I, too, have been intimately involved with this. As I say, I got into it only a few months after he did. So I've been around for just about as long. And I kind of view this, his site in particular, but also the sites that I run. But his site as a link in a chain. The chain started with the original radio station or the original DJ. That's the first link in the chain. And then the second link in the chain is somebody who recorded a show or a radio station, put it on cassette tape or reel-to-reel tape, but recorded it. And then the third link is maintain it or hold that air check, that piece of tape, to keep it for 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever it is, years. That's the third link. Then comes the fourth link, and this is where I would put myself as well as Richard Irwin. And that is taking that tape, taking that recording that somebody did and converting it into a digital format, which will, number one, allow it to be maintained for many more years than it ever could have as an analog recording on tape. And number two, making it possible to put it on the internet so that everybody can hear it and maybe also make copies. The more copies that exist of an air check, the better off we are, because the more copies that are out there, the greater the chance it'll proceed into the future in some way. So Richard Irwin, I would make him the fourth link in a chain that we don't know where it's going. Who knows what the fifth link and the sixth link and the seventh link, who knows what they will be. Technology will change, people will change, but as long as everybody who is a part of that chain from that very first recording on through into the future, you maintain that link, you maintain that connection. This kind of radio that we all love, you wouldn't be listening to the Rewound Radio DJ Hall of Fame if you didn't love it. That will be preserved both as an educational exercise and as an entertainment exercise. And on that level, Richard Irwin, Uncle Ricky, as he was known, is just a... you really can't overstate his contribution because of the sheer quantity of material that he was responsible for encoding and posting on the internet. Right now, unfortunately, his website, realradio.com, is not on. He's been sick for the last 2 years and apparently was getting less and less able to maintain it from an expense perspective as well as from a physical being able to do it perspective. So realradio.com went dark, as we would say in radio, about 6 weeks ago. So it's not on right now. And I don't know who has physical control of the material, but I know this much, that Richard Irwin, because of his technical ability, and that's huge, you got to have that technical ability, because he had that, he maintained his own server. This was not a server up in the cloud somewhere, which is the way 99% of websites function. Well, he maintained his own server. And for that matter, I do the same thing here at Rewound Radio and on MusicRadio77.com. So I know about this. Point being that if you maintain your own server, it exists somewhere. Somebody has got what he called Moondog, a reference to Alan Freed. Richard Irwin referred to that server as Moondog. Well, it exists somewhere. It's a box that's got all that stuff. It's not currently hooked up, but it's there. And I would urge whoever has control of it, and there were people that were involved with realradio.com, and I don't know the inner workings of it, but I know there were people involved with it that helped him with some of the legal stuff and some of the maintenance stuff. Well, whoever's got that server, number one, don't let anything happen to it. Number two, make a copy of it. And number three, if at all possible, get it back on the internet. Nobody's going to maintain it the way Uncle Ricky did. It was his baby, and he did it the way he wanted to, and somebody taking it over is never going to be able to do all the things that he did. So it's never going to be exactly the same as it was when he was running it. However, there is historical value to the 22 years worth of collecting that Richard Irwin did in creating that website. We want there to be another link in that chain. That's not going to happen unless somebody does something with that server. Ricky, Uncle Ricky, he's not here anymore, so somebody else has to do it. And I don't know who's involved, but I would urge them, from a historical perspective, from a love of top 40 radio perspective, to do something to get that thing going. Either put it back on the internet or find somebody else who can host it. I don't think it would be hard to do. Yes, it's going to be different than it was when he ran it. Probably that page with that I was describing before with the survey in the front of it and what was the most listened to air check this week versus last week. You know, a lot of that's going to go away because a new person isn't going to want to do that. But even so, we got to keep the link in this chain going on into the future. In any event, in spite of what may be happening going forward, it is clear what happened going backwards. And that is that Richard Irwin, Uncle Ricky, is responsible for many of us being able to maintain our love of top 40 radio.
The All-American Half Pound, Big Pure Beef Patty, lettuce, tomatoes. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? Uncle Ricky did. And we salute him.